Okay, let's talk. Okay, Christian Post. You know how much I love these guys, right? Biden stokes outrage for making sign of the cross at pro-abortion rally. Truly sacrilegious. These hypocrites. I'm not going to link to this article. They also make mention in this article of Biden rebadging Easter as Trans Visibility Day. We've talked about this. They know the truth about this, but they are catering to people who don't. They are seriously scum, and Christians should boycott them. Just putting that out there. This outrage of Biden making the sign of the cross, first of all, a Catholic making the sign of the cross, a lifelong Catholic, which is Biden, making the sign of the cross at a political event is not sacrilegious. It's not an outrage. It's probably happened a billion times. So this is the headline alone is silly, and the truly sacrilegious thing they're quoting here, but they've put it in their headline, so they also back it up. Some of the quotes that they put in the article suggest Biden is demonic for this action. Others just suggest that he is wildly out of bounds for using this religious symbol for political gain. Can you imagine that? A politician using religion for political gain. That's never happened. I don't recall. No. Maybe that's out of bounds. I don't know. No, of course. What are you talking about, people? Okay. So they quote a lot of people who say things like Catholics cannot be pro-abortion. That if you're pro-abortion, you're not actually Catholic. This comes from some Catholics. But a lot of this outrage that they're talking about just comes from the American fundy Christianity group, people who aren't Catholics. They're just looking for any kind of political outrage that's tied to religion that they can use against Biden. It's a tit for tat. You wanna talk about our hypocrite candidate who uses religion for political gain? Well, there, we'll talk about yours, kind of thing. But a thing that you should understand about Catholics, and maybe you do not understand this, is that Catholics are not it's so early. I'm sorry. They're not of one kind. There are conservative Catholics, very conservative Catholics. There are very liberal Catholics. There are middle of the road Catholics. There are charismatic Catholics. They run the full gamut, all right? Just like non-Catholics. Pretty much all the varieties of religion you have, you can find that within the Catholic Church too. And so you can't say a thing like Catholics cannot be pro-abortion or pro-choice. Can't do it. Monolithic is the word that I was looking for. I've got this cup of coffee next to me, and I really should stop to drink more of it, but a lot to do this morning. So that's just a little bit of color from that article. The article I will link to is a different article because I wanted to look at their claim. I already knew that more Catholics were in favor of abortion than not. Okay, that's fairly old news, though it may be new to you. But part of the claim is, because I looked around a lot, and so I'm not sure if this is in this article or not, but one of the ways you can make the claim is to restrict it to Republican Catholics versus Democrat Catholics. And so the claim has been, well, Republican Catholics, conservative Catholics, real Catholics, they are opposed to abortion. So you can slice it that way. In this Pew Research poll that I'm going to link to, they slice it all kinds of ways, right? And you can look at how they do it. I'm going to look at one of these metrics, though, because I think it's enough to tell the story. You can, once again, I'll link to this. So you can find, ways to slice this that may favor a different position. I think it would be wrong. I think it would be intellectually dishonest. But you can do it, and I look forward to having that conversation. So let me just show you what these legends, these little dots, mean. Always fun to talk about graphical things on an audio podcast, but it's kind of important. So blue, legal with some exception. I think that dark blue. By the way, just a comment about polls and color codes. Why the hell are these things so hard to read with colors that are so much alike? They're, you've got lots of primary colors in the rainbow to choose from, and seldom do you have that many options. The colors don't have to look so similar sitting next to each other. What the heck? Anyway, regular blue. Legal. Okay, no notes, just legal. Light blue, legal with some exceptions. Timing doesn't matter. And then you've got light gray. And that's an interesting one. It's depends. That's all it says. Now, I'm including that one in the pro category because these are people who says, illegal, sometimes yes, sometimes no. It depends on the situation. So they may have any number of things in their depends, but they're not anti-abortion. They're pro-abortion, depending, just depends. So it's allowable. It's not some kind of evil for them. And then you have slightly darker gray, which is illegal with some exceptions. Timing doesn't matter. So it's not about timing, whatever these exceptions are. Now, when I first thought about doing this show, I wasn't going to include that number just to make a point. But honestly, I should include it in the pro category. And the reason is they have exceptions. So it's illegal. They want abortion to be illegal, except for sometimes. They're a little bit like the depends, but the depends are saying, legal, illegal. It's not so much a matter of that. It just depends. And the illegal, with some exceptions, are still saying that it can be legal sometimes. So they should actually be counted. I know that the people who won't you say that Catholics are against abortion don't like to include this particular legend, but I think they're wrong. you're just playing a game at that point, because these people aren't making a moral argument per se. They're just saying that they want to be the ones to decide when it's okay. And then the darkest gray color is illegal. Okay. Fun with charts. All right. We have the ones that we're going to give. Catholic, Republican, or those who lean Republican. Catholic, Democrat, or those who lean Democrat. And then non-Catholic, Republican, and non-Catholic, Democrat. Now everyone knows that non-Catholic, Democrat, they're going to be strongly in favor of abortion. And so when you include all three categories that allow some abortion, you know what? It's just easier to tell you the ones who think it's illegal or should be illegal, 9%. And by the way, the ones who think it should be illegal with exceptions are only 3% in this category. All right, the rest are really in favor. But we knew that. So let's look at the one that these outraged Christians and Catholics are talking about. The Republican Catholics, the conservative Catholics. 29% of them are outright in favor of abortion, should be legal. These are the staunch conservative Catholics. About a third of them, no notes. It should be legal. Catholics maybe get your house in order, but that's not a majority. Legal with some exceptions, another 4%, so we're up to a third. An actual third here. What about the, it depends, you know, half legal, half not legal, you know, that's another 22%. Now those were all the figures that I was going to use, but you know what you get when you add 29 and 4 and 22, you get a majority. That's what you get, a small majority. If I'm reading the numbers correctly, about 55%. But that's 55%. That's a majority. Now, if you add the group that says, well, it should be illegal, but with some exceptions, that's another 9%. So now you're in the 60s. Right? Okay. The majority of Republican Catholics believe that at least sometimes abortion should be legal, outright legal, 33%. Mostly legal, 55% of your group. Of the staunchest Catholics. Now, if I know this, and now you know this, the people at the Christian Post would know this, and the Christians trying to make political gain know this, and the people who are saying you can't be real Catholics and pro-choice, they know this too. They are just lying. And they're not saying that 55% of Catholics aren't Catholics. They're just hoping that you don't know this. Well, no, you do. Catholic Democrats, if we just take the dark blue number, 53%, you get a majority. No notes, majority. 53 5% Democrat Catholics. You get up to 60% if you add the light blue. Another 19%, that's 79% with the lightest gray. And then you get another 5% with the middle color gray, right? These are Catholics. If you smash those two together, you've got a pretty big majority of all Catholics who are in favor of abortion. But either one, conservative Catholic, liberal Catholic, both groups individually are majority pro-abortion. Catholics are majority pro-abortion, no matter how you honestly slice it. They are. Which should put the lie, the absolute lie, to the notion that Catholics are anti-abortion. By the way, if you take the non-Catholic Republican number, if you just take the darkest blue, legal with no notes, that's a slightly lower number than Republican Catholics. Catholics are pro-abortion. That's just a fact, and it has been true, I think, for a long time. And so this faux outrage that Biden, a supposed Catholic, would dare make the sign of the cross at an abortion rally, you know, however they want to spin that. And that's somehow sacrilegious and anti-Catholic is wildly absurd. It's wrong. It's a lie. They know it. Now you know it. And you know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Just log into your Discuss account and discuss away. Send me an email at Send me an email at skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until next time, you can find me in the comments. In the meantime, I'm out.